Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, as we take a short break and talk with our AAA editor, Beth McDonald. And Beth, this is the kind of stuff that I think we could probably sit and listen to for hours. As Deanne has mentioned to us throughout this program, the importance and value of the vibrations and the sound from these incredible bowls. I don't know if you have one, and I'm not even sure I have a good one from the way she's described it, but mine makes a pretty sound, but it almost sounds like you could use these as church bells.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I actually have one, and I love it. It was a gift, and it's an awesome gift.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it is October. It is actually, as we are talking, Beth, a Sunday. It's auspiciously, I believe, am I correct? No, today is Sunday the 9th.
Yes.
So tomorrow is 10-10-11, and it is the second to last binary day in October. There are three more in this century, and they will happen in November.
Right.
This is also the time of harvest.
Yep. And yesterday was Yom Kippur. Tomorrow is Columbus Day, and the next day is a full moon. It's just a big, big time.
So tomorrow, go out and discover something, folks. Go out and discover something. Maybe yourself.
Yeah. Well, I think there's just a lot of opportunities here. Discover balance, you know, discover peace, discover the place of peace, discover the vibration of connection. You know, this is the time of year when we are harvesting, and most of us, you know, what you focus on gets bigger, and in our society, especially with the 24-hour news cycle, it's like we get so focused on negativity and fear and what isn't working.
Yeah.
And so, you know, taking the time out to work with something like the Tibetan bowls, or, you know, to take an extra meditation class, or go sit on the beach and commune with nature or something is really some of the best things you can be doing now.
Well, I remember sharing with Deanne that in addition to this wonderful music, I love, you know, sitting out on the porch at home or down by the beach and just listening to the waves roll in and out.
Birds and the natural sounds.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And quite honestly, those are part of our harvest too.
Yeah.
But they're constantly being created, and we don't take the time. I have to say, I wonder, I actually thought of this as I was walking down State Street the other day. I was watching a few people texting, and I'm wondering, are they even hearing what's going on around them?
Right.
Even
right.
If it's people talking and music and what, are they even aware of the beautiful flowers in the flower boxes and so on and so forth? Or have we lost them, you know, kind of thing?
Right. Well, we all do at times.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the beauty of this time of year when there's so much energy in Libra. Libra is about balance, and the things that happen show us what is out of balance and how to get back into balance. The trick is being brave enough to do it.
Yes. Yeah. Ah, bravery.
Bravery, that's Scorpio.
That's next month. We'll go into bravery next month. Right now it's the harvest.
Right.
Gather up your nuts, put them in the tree, and hunker down.
Be grateful.
And be grateful, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I know that's one of the things that we are doing, in addition to physically harvesting things, preparing for the winter as far as, you know, gathering up a firewood together so that, you know, we can have fires when we want them. I mean, we love the cold, but at the same time, it's always nice to have a fire. It takes the edge off. It's aesthetically pleasing as well.
Right.
So it's a wonderful thing. Another really neat thing, too, is to gather together. And, of course, we're heading towards that time of year. Gather together family and friends.
Right. Right. Well, and this is what I find so fascinating. In ancient cultures, there was a much greater emphasis on gathering together now.
Yeah, now.
So that if there was something that was lacking in your individual and community harvests, you could still do something about it.
Yeah.
as opposed to waiting until the middle of blizzard season or the colder weather.
Exactly.
Where when it may be too late.
Exactly.
And so there's a lot of community activities, especially in the different religious and spiritual communities.
Exactly.
You know, there has been and there will continue to be. It kind of really ramps up now.
Exactly.
So definitely avail yourself of those resources.
And one of the other resources that you can avail yourself of is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, 963-0842.
Yes.
Touch base with you and get some support, encouragement, guidance if need be.
Customized success strategies.
Oh, I like that. Customized
integrated solutions,
As opposed to customized failure strategies, which a lot of us have already, we're masters at that.
Pretty good at sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Beth, I thank you so much. We will be talking to you next week, and it will be on a Saturday at 3 p.m.
Our regular time.
You got it. Awesome. Have a great week, and we will, again, tomorrow being Columbus Day, like I said before, go out and discover something.
Discover something awesome.
Right. Well, I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us. We have more of Tell Me Your Story coming up. Stay tuned.